Some members that are here, but I would love to confirm them so that I know that we correct before we can elect the chairperson. From the NCOP, I've got Honorable Parkes.
Present.
And Honorable Mlambo.
Present.
And Honorable Kaula.
Present.
And Honorable Lond.
Yes.
We also have Honorable Mathebula, who's here representing Honorable Mukwele. Can we go to the NA? NAA and
alcoholic anonymous.
National Assembly. We have Honorable Kiane. I hope I pronounce it. We have Honorable Maseko.
Present.
We have Honorable Nobanda.
Nobanda.
Nobanda. Okay.
Then Honorable Chiu.
We have Honorable Kailen.
Kailen.
Kailen. Okay. We have Honorable Marey. We have Honorable Thembe Kwayo.
I'm here.
We have Honorable Singh. We have Honorable Shalembe.
Okay. And Honorable Chiu.
Honorable Chiu.
Number one. Now.
Thank you. Honorable members, I'm happy to announce that we are quorating now. Because of the delay caused by...
Chair, so can you record the apologies of Honorable Mulder? He will join us soon.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Member. Because of the time delays, the agenda for today will be deferred to the next meeting. The only item now will be the election of the co-chairperson. Can I ask for nominations, please? Honorable Kiani.
Thank you very much, Chairperson of the moment. I would like to nominate Honorable Lindiwe Maseko as the co-chair of this committee representing the NA. I thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Kiane. May I ask for another nomination, please?
No, I'd like to second the nomination.
Thank you. Can we elect from the NCOP now? Co-chairperson. Thanks. Honorable Mlambo.
Yeah, don't turn excessive, correct. Honorable Mlambo. From the NCOP side, I nominate Honorable Parkes. Thank you.
Thanks, Honorable Mlambo. Can I get a seconder, please? From the NCOP.
Well, I would have loved to get nominated myself, but because you have already nominated Parkes, I'll second him for now.
You can volunteer.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Any other nominations, Honorable Members? Let me thank all the members that are present. May I request Honorable Maseko and Honorable Parkes to take the chairperson's chair, please.
Thank you.
It was tall in my dress.
Good afternoon, honorable members. Our officials from Parliament, let's appreciate the nominations and the confidence that you have showed to us. You have been nominated to facilitate the process of this important ad hoc committee of Parliament to deal with the issues that affects members of Parliament of the Republic of South Africa, and that relates to PAMED as a medical aid. And comrade, Honorable Singh, if things were in my power, we could have dealt with the issues of PAMED by 2014. Now, it's just that we operate under the authority and leadership. Now, we are informed from the side of the administration that we're supposed to report back to Parliament to round off our activities and report back, consolidated report by the end of May. Then from the inception of hearing that, I said that will be highly impossible if we want quality job, because you can round off and complete the work by end of May, but doing the quality work and quality job is a different case. Now, I believe as members of Parliament who are also affected by this, what we're going to front load will be and put forth as a priority will be the interest of members of Parliament, which we are part of. Now, it will be upon this committee to take a decision, say, that will be saying, we need to ask officially the extension of that time frame if we want to do proper job and quality work with regard to this. Now, and we know what is it all about. It's about PAMED being affordable for members of Parliament. I believe there's no member of Parliament that will say PAMED is affordable in the current state. Now, we ought to identify possible stakeholders that will be invited to the committee to make presentations. Yes, we have just dismissed 10 minutes, 15 minutes ago, Sis Dawn, the principal officer, whom we thought will have two agenda items today. We'll elect co-chairpersons and they give us the presentation. Yes, let me acknowledge and appreciate that we didn't give them specific elements that should be highlighted in the presentation when they talk to us. Now, I think and believe that it will be more prudent for this collective leadership, Sis Lindy, just to deal with that, to say these are the four issues that we need to front load to them when they come in our next meeting to make presentation on. The second fundamental issue for us is to give the framework of the program of this ad hoc committee in discharging the mandate that we have to deal with this issue or the permit as a subject matter. I'm not sure, Sis Lindy, where you want to make any comment or remark.
Thank you very much, Co-Chairperson, and honorable members.
Thank you very much for the confidence shown to us and electing us as co-chairpersons. And as I said earlier on to Dr. Thembekwayo, that there's no caucus here. We all have the same issue that we want to deal with. And whatever we do, as Chairperson Paki said, is for the best interest of the members. Everybody is affected by a permit, and we need to look at the issues that are before us and ensure that permit is affordable if we have to continue with it. I think I agree with the fact that sitting here, all of us, it won't be very easy to work on the committee program as in item number 3. But if we identify the stakeholders that we think will enhance and empower this committee, I think we also have legal experts that are here who will guide us, parliamentary legal experts that will guide us, that will be fine. But as we can see, the referral was and the terms of reference was that the Parliamentary and Provincial Medical Aid Scheme Act of 1975, number 28 of 1975, referred to as PAMED, is a compulsory medical aid for retired and current members of Parliament and judges. In further notes that members of Parliament are paying high tariffs, acknowledges the need to inquire into the statutory requirement regarding compulsory membership for members of Parliament, and subject to the concurrence of the National Council of Provinces, establishes this joint committee to inquire into and make recommendation on the tariffs of members of the PAMED Medical Board Scheme, the need for and possible options with regard to PAMED and other competitive medical aids for members of Parliament, the necessity of introducing amending legislation and the impact of retired members of PAMED. I think if you even just look at the Act, it still refers to members of the Senate. We long, dispose of the Senate. Oh, yeah. Exactly. I think I was a senator for one day, and then I was then taken back to Gauteng. So I think with the help of members, let us identify what is it that we need. If we have to work backwards from the end of May to now, is it possible that we finish and we do justice, or should we start by asking for an extension? And if we do ask for an extension, for when? Take into account we are busy with the budgets now, there'll be EPCs, and EPCs finish late, and we're all required to attend all of them. And after that, you're going to have the long recess. But let's put it to members to honourable members.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I think the one thing that we have said earlier is that I've got little doubt in my mind that to justice to this, there's no way that we can finish it by the end of May, especially with the EPC program. And we have got June. So we must at least request until end of June. June there's no plenaries, but there's more than enough time for committees to sit. That's the first point. The second is, I think also what has been mentioned earlier, obviously I think all of us must get the opportunity to submit at least the matters and the issues of concern. And my request and suggestion would be that we send that in by email, so that it's in writing, that you've got exactly what the intention and the wording is of each member, but that we set a due date by Friday this week or by Wednesday next week, but a specific deadline. And what is in, and we deal with that. And those are the matters that we dealt with. So that at least we get the opportunity to more qualify that in terms of, because my intention and need might be totally different from the person across the table, that we at least can have a comprehensive view of what are the concerns from members.
Honorable sir.
Thank you very much, Co-Chairpersons, and congratulations on your appointment. Hope this is quite a healthy committee as we proceed. Chairperson, yeah. Firstly, I think it'll be important for us to have a list of who our secretarial, legal support, content advisor, and researchers are, so that we know who's who, in case there's any correspondence we need to exchange with them through the secretary. Because by and large, they'll be doing a lot of work, background work for us. But just to answer the specific question that you put, Co-Chair, Honorable Pakis, with regard to the stakeholders, and I'm not going to write, I don't like writing, but some of the stakeholders that I'd like to suggest that we call is, one is PAHMED, the board and the administration of PAHMED, the Commission for Remuneration, Chairperson, at some stage, because this deals with remuneration, the Finance Department of Parliament, because they know exactly how our packages work and how subsidies were factored in the past. We have to write to the judges, probably Chief Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng, to ask them to identify a representative or representatives that will make representations to this committee. And then the provinces. All the provinces have a stake in this because they are members here. So all the provinces need to come in and then make their own representations. Then I would think that the legal people might need to take us through the Act, the 1975 Act with the amendments. What informed the Act? Is it constitutional? Is it not? What's the locus standi of that Act? And then other service providers in the market, whoever they are, we can name them. I know Discovery only, or Bonitas, and those are the two names that come to mind. But other service providers, after PAHMED presents, to see apple for apple, what will be the cost of the same service that they will offer. And then I think, Chairperson, we need to ask PAHMED whether or not, in their presentation when they come here, they cannot and must not, they should consider packages. You get different packages. If you go on, if you go on holiday, sometimes they say, oh yeah, bed and breakfast only, dinner, bed and breakfast, free drinks, dinner, bed and breakfast, etc. So if they can package it, so members probably still under the PAHMED banner could still have options that they want to say, all right, we'll stay with PAHMED, but we want option one and not option five. Then as far as the I think we should also invite the chairperson or a representative of the Committee on Members' Interests, which is chaired by Honorable Didiza, to also give us a presentation, because I sit on that. We've done some work, in this regard. Then also a representative of the continuation members. I don't know how they're going to come together, but they're going to elect one or two to come and present. These are ex-members, because they have a stake in this. They also people out. Then finance, previous subsidies, etc. Then in terms of the date, Chairperson, my view would be that we should not ask for an extension now. Let's at least meet one or two times before we rise, before the plenary rises, and then take a decision in the third week of May of how much more time we will require. And I know at the Chief Whip's Forum today we decided that June and July, committees will meet, because there's so much of legislation. So although we may not be here for plenary, we can still meet on old days. So maybe we should take the decision at the next meeting that, listen, we definitely won't be able to complete our work, and we should ask Parliament until the 31st of August or something like that, whatever the date is. So those are just a few of my immediate inputs.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I was also going to propose that we should not start by asking for an extension. Let's at least have one meeting at least where we begin to look at the possible or potential program of the committee. Then we can ask for an extension. But I think in addition to what we are going to send forward as the topics or issues that we want to be investigated, I think we should also leave it to the content advisor and the researcher to go and get as much information as possible that we will need here, so that when we deal with this matter, we'll do so from a point of view of having sufficient information in our hands. But lastly, I think our next meeting must not be too long in waiting. I know that members belong to other committees already, but this matter is crucial, is very important, and it also impacts on other people who are not necessarily even in the house here, as indicated, the judges and former members and so on. So the earliest time that we can get to have the next meeting would be fine, so that we begin to work as a team. And thereafter we'll then be in a position to can request Parliament for an extension. I thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. Sorry, in the one Honorable Mulder was there, in the one ad hoc committee that we on funding of Parliament, we used to start meetings even at 19 hours and go through in the evening. Dinner is provided and transport to take members back home is provided. So if it's fine for members, we can also do that. And because, I mean, there's so much to be done in this committee. I don't know. I just want to throw this to members. I know Honorable Singh, we spoke about the representative of the judges. There's one who sits in PAMED, Judge Lamont. So he's the representative of judges. But the legislation, I'm sure you can tell us from our legal advisors, from the act that is there. It talks of public representatives. So if you speak of public representatives, shouldn't you also, I think at some stage the magistrates were interested in joining PAMED, to have a representative of the magistrates. And I think the more we are, then the tariffs goes down. And probably request a representative from SALGA to hear from them if they would be interested to be part of PAMED as public representatives. So, Chair.
Let me apologize. Can I ask your permission, humbly so? I don't like formalities. Like I've just said to one committee member here, Cicely Andy. Can we be just loose, yaba? Are we agreeing, honourable members? Lord, look, I'm told that even diplomats are part of this medical aid permit. They are part of permit. They are not. Oh, Mlambo just told me that. I think what is fundamental, Cicely Andy, for now, for this meeting to resolve on, because we are courageous, we can take that decision. Maybe the member who have just left, the issue that was found loading was talking to that issue. Specific issues, because our first presentation that we're going to receive will be from Dawn, isn't it? Yes. Now, we need to inform them to say, these are four issues that we want you to talk to. And in that meeting, yes, chairs of members' interests must be part of that meeting. I will prefer it that way. And my suggestion will be, whoever we invite, there must be a particular sequence for a particular strategic purpose. Like we'll be starting with John from PAMET, and these chairs and the deputy speaker, and the chairs of members' interest must be part of that meeting. That should be our first interface or interaction. We will need research, serious research, because we are not experts in this field. Yes, I've insisted. We have only one research. Where is he? And the dilemma that you're going to face or challenge, he is assigned to committees too. That's a challenge that we're going to face. Because we will say we are meeting at this particular time, he will be in the committee. I'm not sure, Sis Lindy, how we're going to deal with that or ask a specific permission from the authorities of the institution that there must be a permanent researcher. This is very serious. A permanent researcher who will be always available when this ad hoc committee meets. And then we have our legal people. Can I give you a permission just to introduce yourselves? I know that Advocate Tau is here, but then please just tell us your names. Thanks.
No, I was referring to members.
Good afternoon, Chairperson. Good afternoon, other members. I am Barbara Lewis. I am the legal advisor that was assigned initially to the Palmer litigation matter that started in 2015. So our office felt it appropriate that I then provide assistance to this committee as the issues of the same that come into play.
Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, honourable members. My name is Anthea Gordon. I'm also from the Parliamentary Legal Services, and I will be assisting Dr. Lewis with this committee. Thank you.
Good afternoon, honourable members. My name is Zubair Rahim. I'm currently the researcher for the Portfolio Committee on Health and also serving this committee. Okay.
Good afternoon, honourable members. My name is Funile Bulawa. I'm the committee assistant. I'm assisting for also public civil administration, but I'll also be assisting here for Lushtala Regional.
Good afternoon. My name is Edima Tonsi. I'm the committee secretary of Home Affairs. I was giving moral support to my colleagues.
Afternoon, honorable members. My name is Mungana Tau. I am the unit manager for committees. My responsibility was just to make sure that the support team is brought together. I'm just here to ensure that everything starts well. When you don't see me, don't be surprised. I was just here to make sure that the team gets started, but I will be in and out whenever they continue. Thanks.
Is that good?
Good afternoon, my members. I'm Kavuro Karisti. I'm from PMG.
Good afternoon, honourable members. My name is Ludwig Sishuba. Full-time, I'm the content advisor for the Select Committee on Economic and Business Development, and I'm signed to be a content advisor for this committee.
Good afternoon, honourable members. My name is Zola Vice. I'm the committee secretary for this committee.
Honourable members, there was, okay, Justice.
Yeah, thank you very much. I just wanted to respond on the statement that the chairperson made in connection with the researcher's dilemma. But my exit point is that the chairperson made mention of a possibility of the fact that we can have odd hours meetings specifically for this, because I think all of us are multi-faceted. We have different committees that run concurrently. So if we go for the option of maybe the after-hour thing or whatever the case may be, I don't think it will be a problem. As with the introduction that was presented here, it shows that they are not only assigned to our committee, but they are also assigned to other committees as well, because we also have a content advisor. But I don't think it will be an issue so much. Thank you, but it's from my own deliberation.
Honourable Member, yes.
Chairperson, my view is that the first option should be for the leadership there to request, the leadership of Parliament to release all the people that we need so that they are full-time here. That should be the first option. If we can't get them, then we'll rely on having to meet in the evenings and so on. But the problem is, even if we meet in the evenings, it is quite possible some of them may still be held up somewhere else. So the request for them to be released specifically for this ad hoc joint team or committee is very, very important. I thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just on that, I think it's important for this committee, especially the co-chairperson, to come up with a budget. This committee will need a budget, because if we're inviting people to make presentations, etc., then we pay for air tickets, etc., etc., depending who they are. So I think the committee is also going to work on a budget. But just to respond to Honourable Maseko with regard to Judge Lamont. See, my own personal view is, Chair, we must have an open mind on this committee. And we must not allow PAMED to influence any of our decisions one way or the other, for them to take the upper hand. Because even in the Chief Whips Forum and in other fora, I found that the PAMED was pushing itself through its chairman, the Deputy Speaker. So we must keep a very, very open mind on this here and allow PAMED to do what we want them to do. Tell us about how much they charge us, whether they can come up with other packages, etc. Judge Lamont sits as a representative of the judges on the PAMED board. So if he comes here as their representative, he's going to speak to as to why we should retain PAMED. So I think maybe we have a responsibility, and the researchers and content advisors can advise on that, to write to all the judges through Chief Justice and to continuation members to say this committee has now been established, so-and-so is the chairperson, so-and-so is the secretary, and we want you to be part and parcel of, involving yourself in the activities of this committee, so that they don't feel that we're leaving them out, that we are deciding for them.
Honourable members, two things. If I am to isolate proposals that have been front-loaded. One, there was a proposal that we give ourselves space and time to make submissions. I believe, because nobody has duplicated that proposal, I assume, therefore, Cicilindi, that we agree to that. But then if we agree, we need to say what should be the timeline. You make submission to say these are the issues from my perspective as a member of this committee. Yes, of course, representing the interests of members of parliament. I believe we are agreeing to that. But then today is Wednesday. No? Will it be enough space and time if we say Friday should be the timeline for anybody from this committee to make that submission? Or we say next week Monday. Next week Monday. Yeah. Okay. Sister, can you tell us something?
No, I wanted to amend Honorable Singh's suggestion of the judges. I think the judges must decide among themselves who they want to be the representation, because they can't come here as individual.
Sure.
Yes.
So, it will be Monday.
Members. Monday. Usis Zola is our secretary. So, please interface with her to send the email to her. The second element that I want to isolate is when is our next session, where we will have a presentation from Dawn, who is the principal officer from PAMED. The third issue is the issue of budget. Honourable Singh, we we are alive to that, because I said when we're informally with Sis Lindy that one, this committee will have to speed up the processes, and we don't want to be told that there's no money, there's no transport, there's no food. You see, now all those things will need resources. We'll interface with the authorities to deal with such matters, and of course we'll present that budget to this collective leadership. Now, when should we meet again, Cecilia? Okay, can we? But then when we decide on a date, we should be cautious of the submissions that you shall have made, when I will say. Because I believe, or I understand, that such submissions will be the ones that says, we want permit to brief us on 1-2. Unless I'm missing the plot. The purpose of those submissions should empower us and empower our officials when we write to permit to say, this is the next date, and please talk to these four issues. You must advise me if I'm missing the plot, or I don't understand, or did capture the proposal. Praali?
No, Chair, I think this issue is twofold.
Okay.
Well, the first presentation is going to come from the lady who was here. That is fine. Members could write specifically for permit. But I think at the same time, members may have certain questions, you know, generally speaking, that would assist us to better engage on this matter. Those issues should also be allowed to come in.
Yes.
We will decide as to when they are going to be relevant, so that we don't confine ourselves to just one presentation.
Mr. Mulder.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I know that we are all in a huge hurry because this fund or this medical scheme impacts on all of us. But if I may be realistic, with all due respect, we are going to be lucky if we succeed in getting something in place in time for the 6th Parliament. That's next year, sometimes maybe. The reason I'm saying this is the following. We are all members of Parliament, but 2/3 of the members of Parliament are not members of Parliament. They are either judges or continuation members, and my concern is that we may be busy here with the process from our perspective, but we run the risk in this instance of different interest groups or people who have an interest who may, if they feel that they are not happy, go through a legal process outside Parliament. And we must be very careful not to run into that kind of thing. So what I want to say is that at some stage we may think in terms of the budget also to advertise and invite people to comment and make submissions up to a certain date, etc., etc. And then see what inputs we do get. Because if you look at the mandate of the committee, it's quite extensive. We are expected to look at the tariffs, we are expected to look at alternative options, other medical options, maybe amending legislation even, and draft that kind of legislation, and the impact of retired members. Now, separate to this, the Commission on the Remuneration of Public Office Bearers, the Judge Musi's Commission, I serve on a task team that met with them Friday a week ago. They are in the process of a total review of the benefits of political office bearers, a total review. They've appointed consultants, 21st century consultants, and they are busy with a process that they hope to have in place by November this year and to have it implemented if possible for the 6th Parliament. And they will also deal with medical things because that is part of the package of members of political office bearers. So there's a huge impact from that segment as well. I know Mr. Singh mentioned that we should interact with that commission. Then I would ask from the research or the administrative side that if we could be supplied, obviously, as soon as possible with a copy of the Act, as well as the rules of Parliament. And why I'm specifically referring to the rules, I'm aware of the fact, I think, that if you want to dissolve the medical scheme and look at and move to another scheme, you need the approval of two-thirds of the members of Parliament. All members of Parliament are not, we are a third. So you'll need the cooperation of the continuation members to dissolve the thing. So there are huge implications on all sides. Taking all that into account, I think we should be realistic in terms of the time frame. And if we look at an extension or you look at a further deadline, I'm not saying that we should not get going with the work as soon as possible at the best pace that is possible. But we must just understand the scope of what we are talking about in terms of all the things that are affecting this process. Thank you.
So I believe our staff component is following our discussions and deliberations. Sizola, the rules of permit. Yes, you will know to that. I've made a point earlier, and I remember that whoever that will invite, we must be strategic and deliberate for strategic purpose. For instance, Honorable Miller, if you talk of the committee or the commission that deals with members or review of members' benefits or whatever, it comes to my mind that after the presentation from PAMET, I'm not sure whether I will be irrelevant, presentation from PAMET, we invited that commission so that whenever we engage this Lindy with all other stakeholders, we have a broader understanding or the bigger picture. I'm not sure whether it will make sense in that way. And the points that we are raising are very relevant to that. And then, yes, we'll invite Salga. I'm not sure whether we'll invite Salga for once-off meeting or Salga will have a permanent representative after they shall have presented to us. I'm not sure. But then it will be a decision of this particular committee to make. I'm not sure, Sis Lindy, we...
Sorry, thanks. I just thought to invite Salga as a stakeholder to make a presentation or a submission like any other stakeholder that will invite. So there's a quite a long list, and even if we look at the middle of May to ask for an extension, with that long list of presentations, it will definitely take us into June. I was going to propose probably Dr. Lourdes, the legal advisor, because she has worked with this committee or similar matter, maybe to briefly tell us where they are or what the thinking are or the legal impediments and where she thinks we should start. It's fine.
So, thank you very much. I'm sorry that I've misled you. You wanted Dr. Lewis to speak. I'm sorry about that. Chair, I think Mr. Melder is correct. However, I think the mindset of the committee should not be to say we are going to finish. The mindset must be to say this is the deadline we are giving ourselves on which we will be presenting. This will be our first report. Otherwise, obviously, this matter cannot be concluded quickly because there are so many stakeholders. Now, on the issue of Salga and the others who will be coming after them, I think as they engage, as they become part of the discussion, that will determine from their side whether they think it is important for them to have a permanent person or not. Maybe the presentation may be sufficient on that day because they still have to go and consult whether their members would like to be part of PAMED and so on and so on. So I'm saying the key thing is to get started and have some kind of substantive report that we can present to Parliament. And that report will indicate, of course, that this matter is going to take quite some time before it is, properly concluded. Thank you.
I just wanted to add something. I'm sorry, Kenneth. That also, within there were letters that were received, especially from KZN, Eastern Cape and Northern Cape. KZN was very strong. They'd written a letter to PAMET that their members want to opt out of PAMET. So from I agree with the issue of legislators coming to make presentation themselves, because they have a strong feeling that they want out of PAMET. So I think we'll welcome all the views. Let's have Dr. Lewis. Oh, sorry, Honourable Taylor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With all due respect, I don't think that we should be taking a presentation right now. At the outset, we decided that the purpose of this meeting was first of all to correct and to elect the committee and decide on a program of action. By now going into a presentation, we are now already starting to tackle some of the problems that we are faced with. And I don't think that it is fair to the rest of us. We've been given a task that we must go away and see what each of our caucuses have to say and bring that presentation to you. By now taking a presentation on the legal action against Parliament, we're already getting into the substance of the matter. So I would respectfully say that we defer that to when we are in full session.
The issue of the legal advice. Yes. Now I just thought that you'll give us just a brief overview, because they actually will be advising us on matters, and now that we are also looking at the sequence of the presentation, who to be first and so forth, I thought maybe they can shed light so that it becomes easier for us, not going in depth on the, because they will not be making a presentation, they'll be advising us.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, just through you both as co-chairpersons to the committee, the case goes back to 2015, and I am not going to, the details basically form the, or the basis of the case form the terms of reference for this committee. So the questions highlighted therein are the pertinent questions that fall within the ambit of that case. Perhaps to assist the committee in determining, as Madam Chair said, the sequence and who is relevant, the case hasn't been concluded. It's basically hanging somewhere in limbo, where it is allowing for all interested parties through this process to come and talk about their impact. So even though it's not, the question was not necessarily is the act unconstitutional, but the question that was before the court, or is still somewhere there, is whether that specific section regarding the compulsory membership, whether that triggers a constitutional question. But what we did in the process is we took it to the court to say who should be joined. As at that stage, initially it was as Parliament as the main respondent, and the court said that all interested parties must be joined. That would mean everybody that the committee has now identified, the judges, and as noted, outside of the board of Parliament, because the board in itself is a separate interest group, all those individuals must be given the opportunity to speak to how any change, whether it stays compulsory, whether it becomes voluntary, whether there are options that come in to play, any possible change can impact on those people who have a vested interest in the Act and PAMET. So the court ruled that until all parties that have an interest are joined, it stayed for further procedures. So I think it would be prudent for the committee to take that judgment as a guide as to who, how far to also shed that net of interest groups and who to speak to. What I can commit to in our work through the support team is to share the information that we have to date, and perhaps do a summary of the judgments to date, but to guide what I did for senior counsel when we prepared papers, specifically work through the archives, because it's a 1975 Act, and I worked through the archives and I read the debate, the Hansards, and what was said in debates every time that the Act was amended, looked at the Spanish memorandums, looked at what the minister said. We even had a situation where we had to go to court because there was no minister assigned to administer the Act, where we had to have a court decide who looks at it. And I'm speaking under correction because it's 2015, but I think the court ended up saying it's leader of government business who administers. So all those issues have been fleshed out, and I will provide that information to the committee through the committee secretary to assist you.
I think that information is exactly what I presaged, that we need that package, because it's one of the resource information that we need to, as we proceed, we should be having that at the back of our mind as part of the empowerment in terms of the information. I think Ms. Lindy was suggesting that, Mr. Singh, we shift the submissions from Monday to Tuesday so that we give all members an opportunity to have concrete proposals. And then I want to suggest that when we take SALGA, we take SALGA concurrently or simultaneously with provincial legislatures. We have one session so that we know that we are done with them. I think we Mr. Singh?
Yeah, Chair, just a brief comment. You know, I think earlier we said we need to invite PALMED. I don't think we should invite them for the next meeting. We should get all this background information. The chairs, co-chairs must decide on a possible program, bring the program to us with dates, when we want to list everybody that we want. Because I think a nice time for a program, depending on the NCOP, will be after the May, after 30th of May, in the week after that, leading up to 15th, 16th of June. But there we can have full day, depending on your program. Because we, you know, from the NA can have a full day to sit in the committee. It's always nicer to sit on a full day and call different people over 2 days or whatever it is to make presentations. So I think let's not rush into calling PALMED now. They are an important player, but let's get our ducks in a row, get our background, get our thinking right, get the inputs, present program at the next meeting and say this is our program, and then we take it from there.
Yes. I note, I understand the context, the content of the suggestion. And I don't want us to leave this meeting having an impression that we are rushing. We are not rushing. Yeah. Remember, I made remarks that we need to do quality job on this particular subject matter. Now, if you want to do quality jobs, you will not even squeeze or compress yourself to end of May deadline. Honourable members, I think we have exhausted issues that we wanted. We have noted all the issues that we have raised, possible stakeholders or service providers. We have noted the comments you have made. I think we will, should we decide now for the next meeting?
Give it to the chair.
Okay, if you say so. You say so. You know, when I was leading the organization as a provincial secretary for 15 years, it was easy to run the organization because you come as a secretary, having consulted the secretariat and officials and say, here is a proposed program. And the PwC of the Communist Party will just adopt and engage. Now, here, it's in Parliament. It's very difficult. But we'll discharge the mandate. And thank you for having attended this meeting. We apologize for the delay in terms of the starting of the meeting. And we believe in the next meeting we'll run very smooth. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
phone. Can I request that we give Zola the correct email addresses if you are not using the Parliament one, so that, because they've been sending to Parliament and other members say they didn't get the correspondence. Thank you very much. Have a blessed afternoon.
How are you doing? Okay, you. We had that. See you. Thank you.